Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine. Questions as of March 7th. I'm recording on March 9th for publication on March 10th. As always, thank you for your questions. Okay, let's dive in into the money questions, cash and precious metals. Seems like a banking cyber shutdown is imminent, and I'm trying to diversify and shore up reserves as much as possible. Questions for you. Thanks for being a beacon of light. First question, do you think it's wise to hold cash in foreign currencies? I think it's wise to hold cash in foreign currencies if you want other jurisdiction options. In other words, if you're going to travel there, if you're going to live there, you know, if you want a plan B to go there. So it's good in that situation. Also, if you want to transact in it, for example, you know, if you want to hold money in Swiss francs and you can really transact in it. If you're in the middle of Nebraska and things shut down and you have Swiss francs and there's no market for it and you can't, you know, you can't get the banks to take it or you can't get anybody else to take it, it's not going to do any good. But if you can transact with it and if others around you, you know, we start a local currency in America is just start, everybody start using Swiss francs. Otherwise, I would prefer gold, silver, and real assets, which could be bartered. But it's not either or. You want something of everything. And I don't think if you have the wherewithal to, you know, to hold money in other currencies, particularly currencies likely to be strong in the worst case, I don't think it can hurt. I just think if you can't transact in them or it's not going to be a jurisdictional option, there's always more real assets or gold or silver that's useful. Okay, advice on how to navigate running a business in this environment. I think you want a scenario plan, and not just with your direct reports, but with major vendors and customers. How would you do this? The question for you is, can a combination of cash and coin and IOUs for time and precious metals and other barter work? Check out the Vespa movie that we did earlier, the Italian movie about how the Vespa scooter got made. And what they discovered was they had to extend credit so that they could help people be sufficiently economically productive to then pay them for their scooters. You know, it's going to be that kind of situation. So figure out how you can put together credit. Part of it is finding people with real resources and credit within the community. And some people have time and some people have credit and get it to work together. But you're going to have lots of provision outside the community and a way to grow food, food and energy, have to be resilient that way. Third question, how do you think the New World Order plans to remove property if you own the property outright and the mortgage is paid off? What they're going to do is do a financial transaction control grid, and then they literally can do anything. If they can get in the United States the Constitutional Convention and tear up the Constitution, that's going to make it that much easier, particularly with a control grid. And then, of course, there's tons of false frames, freeze and taxes, depopulation combined with death taxes. And, you know, just you keep pumping out enough QE to insiders and they can basically take monopoly money and buy everybody out. You know, people having to sell their home to feed their kids. So it'll probably be an erosion strategy. But if they get the financial transaction control grid in combination with a con, you know, they can do it fast. Hi, Catherine. Since you recently asked for referrals regarding gold and silver, you're recommending Miles Franklin. I really appreciate that. I appreciate any good experience you have with precious metals dealers. I appreciate your posting. So here's one on Miles Franklin, and I'll post it in the notes. Just remember, if somebody does numismatics, I avoid dealers who are willing to do numismatics. And in the precious metals market report, we did a best of precious metals market report. You can find my article about why I loathe numismatics. Question. I asked a question request that maybe Catherine would interview someone on municipality creating currency, mentioned Ithaca, and it turned out she had. Yes, so the link's in the show notes. I interviewed Paul Glover, but I also have an interview with Tom Greco in the library as well. Question. Is war's endgame about destroying the U.S.'s world reserve currency? I think you meant the Ukraine-Russian war. If you look at the results of the sanctions, ultimately this will contribute to the destruction or evolution of the U.S.'s world reserve currency, unless the black budget guys have enough secret space weapons that can pull the rabbit out of the hat, which maybe they can. I don't know. It depends on where they want the dollar to go. in terms of reengineering the governance and management system, which is really what the war is about, you want to listen to my discussion with Carl von Wolfenrun, which we will post on Friday. He's a leading Dutch journalist and author and professor on these topics. So we talked about sovereignty. Anyway, the goal here is not to change the US dollar. The goal is to end currencies for most people and convert them to a financial transaction control grid, which is really about re-engineering the governance and management system. Remember, the currency and the financial system are just a portion of the governance system. Then someone sent in the link to the Pfizer adverse event report, which has come out with the disclosure forced by the Texas courts. And my point on that, it's a shocking link. It's been roaming around the internet for the last 2 weeks. And kudos for the people who got it, you know, who forced the disclosure. If your doctor, healthcare practitioner, or corporate mandator did not give this to you to read before you took the shot, there was no informed consent, and they are liable, I believe. You know, as far as I know, because this was secret and kept secret, to me, that is fraud, and Pfizer ought to be stripped of its indemnification. This information comes from Christina Hildebrand and her organization, A Voice for Choice Advocacy, and it's a link to all the horrible legislation in California. It's frightening. Anyway, I posted in the show notes. Then there's a wonderful, I love your program and thinking about for a while. I've read and seen videos and information about the chemtrails, and you're describing skepticism as to whether or not there is a global spraying program. I would suggest if you haven't listened to my interviews with Clifford Carnicom, you do so. I think the best website on this topic is the Carnicom Institute, and I'm 100% certain that there's been a global spraying program beginning at least on or before 1996. You know, it's all part of what I consider to be the great poisoning. There was an Air Force whistleblower who got into the mechanics of how this was being done. I think that's the hard part, envisioning that you could have a global spraying program with that kind of mechanics. And I can't tell you whether that whistleblower was competent or not, but I leave it to you, to your pilot. So if you're interested, I would find that. The reason I'm 100% sure is I spent 10 years just driving all across America watching what was going on in the skies. And that was during a period when a lot of the spraying was not coming from planes that were going someplace. They were just planes literally flying back and forth and back and forth, and they'd put up these crisscross spraying and patterns, and they would fly, and then the line of what you would describe as condensation, whatever it was, whatever the jet stream was, it would hang there for a long time. I mean, much longer than a real contrail. So I just watched it, and flying across the world, I've watched it in other countries. This is spraying. It's not planes going someplace. Now, the claim later is that they found a way to put it in the jet fuel or other things. I don't know about that. All I can tell you from traveling the world and watching it, there is a global spraying program. There's no doubt in my mind. And if you read Clifford and the work he has done on testing the materials that are raining down our head, those kind of materials don't just come out of, you know, UFOs. And clouds. When you get massive amounts of aluminum and spray and barium being sprayed and coming down in the from the clouds, it's happening. So I would listen to Clifford and look at some of the work he's done. The other reason I believe this is happening is if you look at what, you know, President Johnson and people were saying about weather manipulation in the 60s. I know the value and importance of, in terms of global control, of weather manipulation. And I just think if these guys could do it, they would. I tell the story often in my interview with Elsie von Hamelin. I talked about my conversation with Skidmore, where he was skeptical and then went off and did a bibliography of all the published material on weather control. And I would encourage you to look at that bibliography. It's on his website. And if you do a search for Skidmore, you'll find it at Solari. Another thing to look at is the fellow who does geoengineering got a series of people to testify on global Shasta, and Mark McClandish testified. And I think that's another one you could watch. Anyway, I'm 100% certain there's a global spraying program. the big 2-hour interview we did with Clifford is the best I've heard in terms of discussing what it might be about, because I think there's still more unanswered questions than answers. So we have a lot more to understand if we're going to get to the bottom of it. And of course, you have Gates and all sorts of oligarchs running around saying we ought to do geoengineering as if it hadn't been happening since 1996. Hi, Catherine. I'm a new subscriber. And then you describe your experience working for Freedom. Wow. This is a long one, so I'm not going to read it, but fascinating. You are frustrated with the capitalist model. I'm not frustrated with the capitalist model because I find a lot of these different things work, including some people prefer to rent real estate than to own it. And it's not as easy to own real estate and rent it as you think. Anyway, because if you look at where the real problems are coming from, they're coming from organized crime. So I think systemically the problem is when you allow your central banks to be private and you give private people monopoly on money printing and you add secrecy with it, then you're asking for trouble. And of course, what you get is massive amounts of organized crime. So I would say giving secret private people monopolies on money printing and then allowing them to get away with organized crime. That's the problem, not capitalism or allowing some people to rent. You know, I don't mind certain people in the population making far more money than others if they did it through value added. Anyway, so I don't have any problem with any of those things because I don't see it as a source of problems. If our businesses are going to succeed, then they have to enjoy a low cost of capital. That's how the Amish do it. I'm told, I haven't gone and independently researched it, but Franklin Sanders insisted that the reason they use horses is that they can't have civil contracts, but if they don't have civil contracts, then they don't have to be, they're free from federal taxes, and that's part of how they've done it. They've done it with very cheap cost of capital. Hi, Catherine. I can't tell you how much I appreciate all you do to educate us. Oh, you're looking to see if you should do a cycle trip in Europe. It looks like the restrictions are going to be minimal between now and July or August. The country that's reported to be the most tolerant so far is Romania, but given their location, you may prefer not to be in Romania because the Ukrainian migration may make some countries more difficult. I would be tempted to try Ireland, which is outside of NATO, or Netherlands, which is the Netherlands culture is pretty tolerant. But I would think there should be a way you could do a cycling trip in Europe this summer. The kaboom, if it comes, is likely to come in the fall. Have you heard that the EDD is telling self-employed people that they are not eligible to receive the unemployment benefits that they have already been given? These kinds of things are more common than you think, and it's one of the reasons why I'm always quoting Franklin Sanders, all government money comes with a sock in the jaw. I finally, after much consideration, took Social Security because I had paid into it. I didn't really see it as a subsidy. So Larry didn't participate in the payroll protection loan, and we could do that thanks to our subscribers who stayed loyal during the period, and we could function because we were functioning remotely. But when I got my subsidy checks personally, I sent them back. I'm trying to remember if I sent the first one or just the second two. I think it might have been all. I just do everything I can to avoid having any kind of contractual relationship with the government if I can. Obviously, I'm in Medicare. Everybody is. But then because I'm in the Netherlands, I never use it. One more reason to pull the kids out of school. What are they doing with that DNA from testing? This is somebody sent the link of the bus driver in North Carolina who was getting kids to do COVID swab tests with a Q-tip, not condoned or promoted by the school. So she clearly had a side deal. And the question is, what were they doing with the DNA? It's a really scary story. And I have no idea what was going on. They might have been looking for certain kinds of kids. You know, you do the DNA analysis, and then the next thing you know, those kids get kidnapped. So it's pretty scary. Hello, Catherine. Thank you so much for your great work. I think you're just amazing. I'm writing for your insight on work done by a good friend of mine. This friend is from a strong Christian family, his mother, and has been brought up around teaching all his life. Anyway, he has the belief that the Jewish Torah has written about a takeover of the world and their religion, and that it's also written the Christian books as well. I'm not well versed, but I have an idea that you might understand this. Oh, so I had told you to keep some of your money in reserve, and you've gone for grant, and you're just in my prayers to get it. I hope you get it. That would be great. And but read the contract really, really carefully, okay? Just be very, very careful. And you know, if there's anything in the contract that is dicey, then you might want to make sure that whatever you put in, it's in a separate LLC and it can't come back and get you. Just think watertight compartments in the submarine. Here's what I have to say. Religion is a very big tent. And, you know, my experience with it historically is it's used by the powers that be to manipulate and control. So all of that is true. At the same time, you know, what they're trying to direct is a real hunger and power in the human race for spiritual connection. And so what the humans do and many good people within the religious and church umbrellas do is great stuff. And that's why you have to take responsibility to sort out what you believe and find a way to express it and nurture it without getting caught up in the organized, you know, crime trap. I spent a lot of time hopping around in churches in the United States to try and understand how 70% of the population could insist that they were Christians at the same time the U.S. is running a global war machine. And so the question is, you know, there's a little bit of a multiple personality disorder there. And that's how I ended up. If you haven't watched my video on the red button problem, that there it is. But I don't spend a lot of time trying to figure out the various conspiracies to control the world through religion. I'm much more focused on finding the real stuff and practicing and nurturing it. So I can't tell you about the takeover of the world through religion. What I can tell you is, you know, religion is constantly being used to control centrally. So, Catherine, I've been a subscriber for a few months and thoroughly enjoy everything about Solari and your writing to recommend Bill Bonner's work. I know of Bill Bonner, but I haven't read him recently, so I will go check it out. You switched to an annual subscription, but the check has not cleared yet. It's great to be in Tennessee. So you're in Sparta. You say there's a Hickory Valley, Tennessee nearby, but I don't know of one that's 12 miles from Sparta. So if you can give me more information, I haven't been able to find it. Anyway, so I'll check out Bonner. The mail is unbelievably so. So if you're doing cash and coin, if you signed up for cash and coin, but we haven't received your check, we honor it right away. So you should be, you know, you should be honored. But it sometimes the mail is unbelievably slow. We deposit electronically, so it should clear quickly once we have it. You just wouldn't believe how slow the mail is. And we get some complaints because we receive things for Farrell and then we mail it to him. And then it's just like, forever. Hello, Catherine. I just discovered this amazing man. Have you heard of him? And it's a guy who works with sound and use sound through healing. Ulrich has been studying and practicing sound therapy, so I sent it to her to take a look, and I thank you for that. Somebody sent in the Bill Gates patent 666 on sort of basically controlling everyone. You said your understanding is NAC will help us detox from graphene oxide, and then you've got some articles on more religious control. Anyway, it's clear that the powers that be would love to convert humans into robots. There's lots of gruesome information about this. I'm hoping we can do more on detoxing on the wellness series, including if there are ways of detoxing from graphene oxide. Okay. Question. People are so caught up in the Russian news, COVID deaths, and adverse events will never be seen. And you go in about all the terrible things that could go on to keep central control. And of course, all of those are possible. But you have an article linked to the report from the UK that 9 out of every 10 COVID deaths are from the vaccinated. If you haven't listened to Skidmore, Dr. Skidmore's report, and read his survey, I strongly recommend you do it. We did scenarios in the annual wrap-up for this year planning. And of course, one of the important of the two variables to design the scenario plans was the rise in all-cause mortality. If you get the reports I'm getting as a result of immunosuppression and sort of the collapse of people's immune system and the blossoming of cancer, it's very, very bad. Somebody had a question about the ozone therapy that I used I needed a root canal, and instead I got the ozone therapy, and it worked. So I sent you a link to the practitioner I used here in the Netherlands in the hopes that you can use DeepL for translation. I'll see on the wellness series if we can, if there's a way we can do something on ozone therapy for dental applications. Okay, so somebody has a question about the use of guns, and I'm going to be a tough guy now, and I suggest before you send people questions like this, you go to DHS, Department of Homeland Security's, and read the posts on fusion centers and domestic terrorism. You know, normally if I get a message like this, I'm assuming there's a 50% chance or better that the author is paid to run entrapments on people. Here's the thing. The way to protect yourself from lawlessness is to make sure that lawlessness and criminality never arrive at your door. So what does that mean? You make sure there's no constitutional convention in your state. You make sure that there's no, or that your state doesn't support a constitutional convention so they can tear up the Constitution. You make sure you have a great sheriff. You make sure you work with your county and your state legislators to, you know, to not let vaccine passports and ID wallets pass. You make sure you have a great sheriff and you're working with your sheriff to help ensure lawfulness. You make sure you protect yourself from mind control and live around people who are less mind controlled than not. You do everything you can to help your community, you know, for people to have opportunity to have income and jobs so that they don't get hungry and have to engage in crime. So the way to protect yourself from lawlessness and criminality is to work aggressively to promote lawfulness and the conditions that reduce local crime. That's what you want to do. And if you're thinking about how you have to use your gun before you start doing all those things, then you're looking at things ass backwards. What you do need to know is any good gun training course will encourage you and require you to learn about the laws in your jurisdiction. So where and how you can use a gun is very much driven by the state and local laws. So you want to make sure you're well-versed and educated accordingly. I just think the most important thing to do is to actively promote lawfulness in the absence of crime where you are. I just think these are not conversations that can be had globally because the law is, you know, with respect to these issues, is very much driven by the local jurisdiction as well. Then the question, will some Russian oligarchs find a safe haven in Israel? The Russian oligarchs have been networked in finding safe havens in Israel since the wall came down. If you look at the linkages between the Russian mafia and the Ukraine and Israel because of the open passport opportunities, they're very real. I would encourage you to read a great book by Robert Friedman called Red Mafia, which will help you understand. Somebody says, my world economics does not extend beyond my home budget, but this forecast does not bode well. And it's called America Shoots Its Own Dollar Empire, an Economic Attack on Russia. As a practical matter, we all, any American has to, or anybody in the G7 nations has to assume that the subsidy from reserve currency status is going to steadily diminish. You know, it could diminish quickly. And the control grid is really being established so that it's being established so that they can force austerity after you discover there's been a bank robbery. Catherine and Mary Holland's Cash Friday is very successful and so easily shareable. How about a campaign to create awareness about TV watching? I think that's a fantastic idea. We're not the right people to do it, but I think that would be great. So feel free to start one or encourage somebody else to start one. Our lane is much more financial, and the reality is our bandwidth is such that we can do what we can do, but we can't do more than we can do. We've tried, and I can tell you it doesn't work. Then there's a whole group of recommended links, some very good ones. One on vacuum, question on vacuum bond. What is a vacuum bond? Then the fact that the control grid is coming in at red straights and blue straights. Just remember, it's Mr. Global umbrellas all the parties. So I'm not saying that there aren't some incremental differences, but here's the thing. We have two possibilities. We can get the $21 trillion back and reverse the financial coup, or we can be depopulated and bankrupt. Now, I've said the same message since 1999. Let's get the 20. Well, first it was let's get the $4 trillion back, and then it was let's get the $8 trillion back. Then it was get the $12 trillion back. Now it's up to $21 trillion back. But, you know, there's been a bank robbery, and if we let them get away with it, then they're going to force us on austerity, wouldn't you? Hey, Catherine, sometime ago I mentioned a movie, Global Warming. Now, this looks very interesting. I'm going to watch that. Please keep sending. Really appreciate your sending these videos, because they're very, very, you know, we're always on the lookout for great documentaries, and I'll check that one out. It looks like a good one. Somebody sent in great documents to hold people accountable and stop shenanigans under COVID-19. That looks great. This documentary, Shining Night, also looks great. And then, what's with this one? This is a quote on the sort of the changes in the governance system. And then they sent in a link from Benjamin Fulford's newsletter, which I think is subscriber only, so I took it out. I don't want to repost things that are subscriber only. Somebody sent a link on Shell dropping or divesting its Russian interests. If you look at all these corporations that are suddenly divesting their Russian interests, I'd love to know who's picking those up cheaply privately. Looks like a good deal. There's also going to be about 1.5 million Ukrainians and Eastern Europeans immigrating into the EU. And the thing that frightens me is sort of the organized crime folks that, every time we get one of these big mass movements, organized crime puts their people in and sends them out to network, and it's a little frightening. Another couple links on the German insurance executives who've been telling us about what's happening with death claims. Then something, a link from Charlie Kirk, which looks interesting. Another one from UK Column. You know, UK Column and Brian Garish of UK Column do a fabulous job on covering the news. So I really appreciate seeing that one as well. Okay, that's it for Ask Catherine. Please remember, don't worry about whether or not there's a conspiracy or not. If you're not in one, you need to start one. You really, really need to start one, if only to make sure you and your pals are growing lots of food. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful evening. Thank you for joining me on Ask Catherine, and keep those questions coming.